Coping with Bereavement, NHS 5 Department of Psychology. Help yourself at moodcafe.co.uk. Approximate recording time, 15 minutes. You can skip through the tracks on this recording to find the beginning of each section. People's reactions. Quote, "My sister died last year and my brother died the year before. Now it's only me left, and I feel so alone. I just want to talk to them sometimes." End quote. Isabel, 74. Quote, "My mum died just before Christmas, after a long illness. She wanted to die. She was ready. But now I feel angry that somehow she gave up on life, and I also regret that I didn't manage to get her to keep going. Christmas is such a bad time. My dad died just before Christmas too." End quote. Jane, 43. Quote, "Our son died. He was only a baby. Now my wife and I are both troubled by how it's affected our other children, and yet we can't talk about it. I think we both feel responsible, but know we have to try and look forward and be strong for the children." End quote. Gordon, 35. Quote, "When my wife died, I thought I would never be able to carry on with everything. Nobody seemed to understand. They said, 'You're young, you'll find someone else,' but I didn't want to. I wanted her back so that we could live the life we'd hoped for. It took me 3 years to come to terms with that loss and to be able to move forward. Job, socialising, that sort of thing. I still feel that sense of loss, but it's getting better." End quote. Hamish, 28. Quote, "My twin died in a car crash when I was abroad on holiday. I feel guilty that I wasn't there with him. I feel as if part of me has died too. It's hard." End quote. Grief. Sam, there 18. Is no one way to cope with the feelings any of us has after the death of someone close to us. We all feel differently and we all cope in different ways. You might feel quite isolated. You could possibly think no one else has felt the same way as you do. These are some of the feelings or physical reactions you might be experiencing. Death of a loved one. Feelings: guilt, unreality, shock, anger, calmness, loneliness, anxiety, relief, panic, confusion, fear, sadness, bitterness. Physical reactions: tiredness, jumpiness, sleeplessness, numbness, tearfulness, lack of concentration, tension in different parts of the body. These feelings and physical reactions are very common. You may not experience some of them at all. Others may stay with you for a long time. You are likely to go through different emotions at different stages after the death of a loved one. Sometimes if a person is very ill for some time before they die, people can experience some of these emotions while the person is still alive. This is a normal reaction and is a sign of anticipating the loss. At first, you might feel everything is unreal, feel more alert than usual, worry about how life will be from now on, feel calm, need to cry, feel jumpy, think you keep seeing the person who has died, not be able to believe the person is dead, not be able to sleep properly, Be forgetful. Need to shout. Lose your appetite. Eat more than usual. Be anxious. Later, you might be continually thinking about your loved one, not wanting to socialise, feeling a sense of loss, resenting other people who are getting on with their lives, low in mood, angry, tired, relieved, guilty, or panicky. Everyone is different and feels differently about the loss of a loved one. It is not the type of relationship, such as brother, wife, or grandparent, but how you felt about the person that is most important. What the loss means to you will affect you the most. These are a few things that may influence how you feel after the death of a loved one. There is a diagram on page 5 of the standard print version with the text, How You Feel, and 5 boxes surrounding it. Each box has an arrow pointing to the text, How You Feel. The first box has the text, the way the person died and what it means to you. It could have been a big shock or a long time coming. The second box has the text, other things in your life, carrying on with normal life, job, household chores, keeping up with friends. The third box has the text, your coping style. Everyone copes in different ways with different problems. Your way of coping with grief is part of your character. The fourth box has the text, what your loved one meant to you, how often you saw the person and what you did together. And the fifth box contains the text, how you were related to the person. He or she might have been your child or partner, a close friend, parent, brother or sister. End of diagram. If you wish to view the visual material, please see page 5 of the standard print
version.
How
to cope.
You might be overwhelmed by your first reactions to the death of a loved one. You might feel very little in the beginning. Some people find that these feelings are with them for months or years. In some ways, there will be a permanent change in how a person feels following a significant loss. However, over time, there will usually be a decrease in the way the feelings affect day-to-day life. Everyone takes his or her own time to learn to cope. The important thing is for you to accept that whatever you feel is not unusual and to allow yourself to feel as you do and not worry about this. Over time, you are likely to find yourself thinking less about your loved one and more about your own life. You might feel guilty or disloyal about this, but you can allow yourself to return to the normal aspects of your life. You can allow yourself to enjoy the things you like to do. Some people set aside a special time to think about the person, perhaps visit a certain place where they can think about them without
other distractions.
Remember that everyone has different needs at times of bereavement. What is right for one person might not be right for another. It is better to avoid big changes in the months following a death. Things such as moving house or changing job are difficult to cope with at the best of times, so unless absolutely necessary, it is best not to put yourself through such changes. There is the question of your loved one's possessions and clothing. Dealing with these is one of the hardest parts of the grieving process. It takes a lot of courage to do it, but it can help you to come to terms with your loss. It may help to have someone to help. The time to do it is when you feel you can. Try to keep healthy. Eat well and give yourself time to rest and exercise. Try to keep in touch with your friends and family so that you are not on your own when you don't want to be. It is tempting to resort to alcohol, but this is not a useful answer. It is likely to make you more depressed and less able to cope. If you can, try to talk to someone about how you are feeling. Sharing your thoughts and feelings can be helpful in coping with your loss. Others in your family or circle of friends might be finding it difficult to cope. Talking with them might help both you and them. Try not to avoid talking about your loved one. It can be helpful to ask a close friend to let others know how you would like to be approached. For example, the friend could tell people that you don't mind if they don't say anything about your loss when with you. If you are worried about how you feel, or after some weeks you appear to be feeling worse, it might be worth speaking to your GP. If children are affected by the death, that should be acknowledged. Even very young children experience grief, and they need to be given the chance to talk about it. They might not yet have the words to express themselves or the ability to think things through. There are some useful publications available for those supporting bereaved children.
See the last section.
Loss affects everyone differently. People cope with grief and loss in their own unique way. There is no correct way to act or feel when you experience loss.
You feel the way you feel.
There are many services and resources to support people who have been bereaved, whatever their age and circumstances. Fife's Mood Cafe website, www.moodcafe.co.uk, has details of several organisations that can offer support and advice for adults and children who have been bereaved. It also gives details of books about grief and loss, including those appropriate for children. Reviewed 2019. End of recording.